It's been several weeks since we've been able to go through our mail, so first to some general comments about Weekend Edition's coverage of the war in Iraq. Tom Vincent of the Internet wrote to complain of what he and several other listeners saw as a bias in last week's show. By presenting a nonstop stream of stories and conversations about courageous U.S. soldiers under fire, Weekend Edition and Mr. Simon in particular are displaying an unabashedly pro-military viewpoint, which I find repugnant. It is one thing to support our troops who are in harm's way, but stirring patriotic war stories, however inspiring they may seem, do little to educate the public as to the true horrors of war. Roger Madison of Denver had a different view. He says, "Today's edition of Weekend Edition Saturday was the most balanced offering of news and features since the beginning of the U.S. invasion of Iraq. The limitations of embedded reporters were made apparent. The contradictions of invading without national purpose were brought into focus. The troops were honored. There was witness of the victimization of the citizens of Iraq at the hands of the invaders, and there were features to indicate that the rest of the universe was surviving." Over the past 2 weeks, we have featured several segments on music written about war over the course of time. Several listeners noticed that due to an editing error, we neglected to mention the composer of Threnody to the Victims of Hiroshima. It is, of course, Christoph Penderecki. And Arthur Montgomery of Anderson, South Carolina, heard my recollections of a night I spent listening to a cellist in a bar during the siege of Sarajevo. He was moved to relate a moment he remembered from a tavern in Manila during World War II. The bar, he said, was in a ravaged section of the city in a makeshift structure with a corrugated tin roof and packed dirt floor. The place was filled with smoke and the din of a capacity crowd all talking at once. A young second lieutenant sat down to a beat-up piano and after a few chords began playing Debussy's Clair de Lune. As the music ended, there was a moment of silence, followed by a gradual return to the previous level of noise. However, people actually began to look at one another, and the talk took on a different tone. It is something I could never forget, and I'm sure that many in that room that night would feel the same. We welcome your letters here at WESAT Mail, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001, or WESAT at npr.org, and please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.